This year has been a really huge year for talking about racism. I'm wondering, how did your organization respond or take a stance this year?
We're very loud online. We would share the information, you know, support our allies and get behind them. A lot of us went out to see Greta last year when she was in Vancouver, and we rallied alongside our Indigenous communities. You know, we're just there. We're not quiet, put it that way.
Then moving forward, curious to hear how you're planning on working on your organization, maybe continuing to improve it or broaden its scope.
What makes us really strong is that we are a collaborative organization. In the past year, we've made some huge strides. We've been invited to the table, and this could be at City Hall on a transportation table or a homelessness circle. People are listening. We're on board with other organizations in the community, specifically starting out with Chilliwack Healthier Communities, where they bring all of the organizations together. So we all know what's going on, and we're not repeating the same thing that somebody else might be doing, so that the resources that are being put out there for people are needed. And, you know, if there's a hole in the fabric where we need to kind of fill a gap, then we can work within other organizations to bring it together. Most recently, we've had a couple of our board members get on board with the United Way and other organizations to help get food hampers out that are specific to people that have allergies, or helping the seniors. When COVID hit, we pulled together like a group of volunteers that could go and get supplies and food and whatever the seniors needed, so that they didn't have to leave, or some of them can't leave and really depended on the community to help them out and get them the things that they needed to live, whether it was prescriptions or food or whatever. We had people in our group that coordinated the efforts to help the seniors this year as well. A big part of our jobs as Citizens for Change is just to really know what's going on within the city. We have people that watch all of the city council meetings. They know what's coming up. They know what's going down. We have other people on our board that do letter writing and ask questions and make recommendations. It's all really dependent on what's going on in our city.
How will you mobilize your group to be more active in helping senior citizens get food and get all the essential things that they're going to need to get out of this crisis after the COVID crisis?
We've got actually a phone line now, so seniors can call if they need something, and we can rally to get them food and prescriptions or whatever it is they need. Through pulling businesses together or communities together, grocers, Save on Foods, we do the footwork and go around to different variants of the community so that we can get the donations needed. As far as after COVID ends, we will start doing our fundraisers again. We've had several fundraisers, and we do get community donations, although we don't spend a lot of money because we do have so many people in our community that are just willing to donate to the cause, whatever cause that may be. And it's literally a matter of us putting in a call out on our group, and within days we have what we need.
Kim, was there anything that you wanted to add?
It's important to get our young people involved. It's important to have everybody know that they can make a difference. This group started with two people, and I always say that, you know, you just need one person to kind of help you run with your idea to get it to start to grow. If there is something that you are passionate about, whether it's the environment or homelessness, or you're fighting for change in an area that's important to you, it just takes one person to make an action. If you're a progressive voice or you want some change to happen within your community, it takes nothing to get that going. You just have to speak out.
And if people wanted to connect with your group, what is the best way to do so?
They can search our group, Chilliwack Citizens for Change, on Facebook. If they want to get involved, send us a message and tell us what your issue is, and we'll see if there's someone else within the group that can team up with you and get something started.
Thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.